Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Chof Ches, Shabbos 28a, pagination page 55. We're dealing here with a topic which our Mishnah introduced on the previous Amud, the very end of that Amud. And the topic was regarding flax, that flax is unique, that even though it's growing, it is considered an eitz, it's considered a tree, as we found from a pasuk at the end of the previous blat, vatitmenem, and she hid them befishte ha'eitz, in the flax, the tree. And we were taught also that it's metame tumas ohalim, that there's a tent-oriented tuma which applies to flax. Rashi, at the end of the last blat, explained that sometimes when you have something covering other things, it's acting as a tent, so the dead body that's there has its tuma extended to everything else that's underneath the tent, and the other items underneath the same tent at the same time with that dead body would become tame. But what we're saying here is a step further, that the tent itself becomes tame. And that's the question that we're oriented on. Will the tent itself become tame or not? Starting on the top of today's blat, everything is learnt out of the Mishkan, the sanctuary in the desert. Because the pasuk over there says, top line, Zos haTorah Adam ki yamos be'ohel, this is the law of a person who dies in a tent. And the word tent is defined as the same fabrics that are used to create the covering of the Mishkan. Second line of the blat, Vayifros es ha'ohel al ha'mishkan, they spread a tent above the Mishkan. So whatever fabrics were used to cover the Mishkan are going to be considered tent-type fabrics, defined as tent. And again, what is the definition of a tent in this context? That not only will it spread the tumah from the dead body to the other vessels that are underneath the tent, but also that the tent covering itself becomes tumah. That's what's unique about this category of items. Again, page 55. And we are trying to prove which coverings are going to be considered tent-defined coverings. Take a look at the Gemara. It must be about 30 lines down, like a third of the way down. In the middle of the line, you'll see a two dots, and then the word gufa. Am I getting better at directions?
Excellent.
Okay. Me and GPS. Gufa. Let's go back to a question that was posed. Boy Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer says this question. He asks, Or behema temeya, if you have the hide of a non-kosher animal, ma'u sheyitame tumas ohalim, will it cause the tuma of a tent? Now, it's, again, even though the wording sounds, let me translate very straightforward. Ma'u sheyitame tumas ohalim, will it become tame, the tuma of the tent? Okay. Mai kami boile, what's the question exactly? Amar Ravada Barava said, Tachash shahoya bime Moshe kami boile. We're trying to prove from the tachash, which was an animal that was unique to the time of the Mishkan, and we want to know if that animal was tamei or tar, kosher or non-kosher. And the reason that it's so of such importance to us is because if the Tachash was a non-kosher animal, and we know that whatever covered the Mishkan is called an ohel, is called a tent, and those fabrics will become tamei. So if I can prove that a non-kosher animal was used in the covering of the Mishkan, then non-kosher hides will be called ohel coverings, and not only will they spread the tuma, but they themselves will become tamei. To keep it simple, is a tamei animal included in this category? What's the category based on? Whatever the Mishkan was. Well, that means that if a tamei animal was used in the construction of the Mishkan cover, then non-kosher animals are, tamei animals are included in this category. Amar Rav Yosef, the end of the next line, Maiti Boile, what's your question? Tinyana, we have a brisa, a global statement, Lo hukshuru lemelecha shamayim, it is not permitted to use for work of heaven, meaning for mitzvah work, Ela or behema tahora belvad, only tahar animals. That's all you're allowed to use for mitzvah activity. So this statement would seem to resolve everything straight away. The Gemara on Amud Beis is going to debate it and say maybe this was referring to tefillin, which are made out of hides, and it was not intended as a global statement to apply to all uses of hides anywhere. It was only intended to refer to tefillin. But either way, you could see how this statement would seem to indicate that the Tachash is a Tahar animal. And I have no trouble with that because that's how the Gemara will end off, even though it considers in the interim, maybe it's only referring to tefillin, but it does end off that that's true, that the Tachash is a Tahar animal. Let's continue in the Gemara and get a little bit of the intrigue regarding the Tachash, this unusual animal that existed in the time of Moshe, used for the building of the Mishkan. Masiv Rav Abba Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Mechsos Hayu. There were two covers. Echad Shal Ores Elam Me'adamim, one of rams that was dyed red. Ve'echad Shal Ores Techashim, and one was the hides of the Tachash, this unusual animal. Rabbi Nechem Yama Mechsa, Echad Haya V'dome Kemin Tala Ilon. And he says that this Tachash was similar to the Tala Ilon. The Tala Ilon is a colored animal. Its hide is colored. It presumably gets its name from the word tala, to hang, ilan, from a tree. It's a tree creature. And the Gemara says, v'tala ilan tamehu. And we know that the tala ilan is a tame non-kosher animal. So if you're comparing the tachash to the tala ilan, then presumably the tachash is a non-kosher animal. And once you know that, and it was used for the covering of the Mishkan, that means hides from non-kosher animals would become tamei in the application of ohel, a tent. Answers the Gemara, you have no proof if the tachash is kosher or non-kosher. Hachikomar, it could very well be, we were only comparing it to the tala ilan in a limited sense. Kimin tala ilan hu, sheyesh bo givanim harbe, it has lots of colors, just like the tala ilan. V'lo tala ilan, but it's not the tala ilan itself, de'ilu asam tamei v'achatar, because over there it's tamei, and the Tachash is Tahar, that's the contention of the Gemara, and I'm giving you foreshadowing, that's the way we're going to come out, that the Tachash is a Tahar animal. Omer of Yosef, Ihachi Hainu de Mitargaminon, the Unkelus translation, the Aramaic translation of Tachash, works beautifully with what you just said, that it's compared to the Tala Ilan, which has a colorful hide, because the Tachash is called Sas Givono, which is a contraction. Shesos, it rejoices, Begivonim Harbe, with many colors. It's very proud of itself. Now, this is worthy of discussion among the animals. Some people want to invoke the look of the leopard. different looks, but that's the contraction. You'll notice sin, sin can sometimes become samach, samach. It's the same sound. Sas, givana, rejoicing in its colors. Turn the page. And counting down about 15 lines, at the end of a line, Mai hava Allah. Mai hava Allah, the tachash shahaya bimei Moshe. What is the bottom line about the tachash that was in the time of Moshe? Kosher or non-kosher? Amar of Allah, right? We want to know. You made the Mishkan out of it, but can you have a tachash sandwich? Amar Rabbi Allah, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Ayyar Rab Meir. Rab Meir used to tell us, Tachash haya bimei Moshe, birya bifnei atzma haya. It was a unique creation. Lo ichriyu bo chachamim min chayahu min behema. Who? Is it considered a wild animal like a deer? Is it considered a domesticated animal like a cow, an ox? V'keren achas hayisala b'mitzcho. But it had a horn in its skull. A single horn. And once we say it has a single horn, there's a Mishnah in Nida that says that horned animals are kosher. And as the Mefarshim say, what's the difference if it has one horn or two horns? If it's a horned animal, it's kosher. Ulefishon is damin l'lamoshe. It only appeared in the time of Moshe for use in the Mishkan. V'asim imen a Mishkan, they made the Mishkan with it, v'nignaz, and then it was hidden. But midika omer keren achas ha'yisrael l'bemitzcho, once you know that it has one horn, shema mina tahar, who apparently it's a tahar animal, a kosher animal, and we have no proof that a non-kosher hide would have the tumah of ohel if it was used as a covering, because we have no non-kosher hides used in the Mishkan. The tachash was a kosher animal. Amr Rav Yehuda said, Shoshek Rav Adam Arishan Karen Achas Hayisala B'mitzcho, the original ox that Adam brought as a korban had a single horn in its skull. Shenema V'sitav L'Hashem Shorpon Makrin Mafris, and the word Karen, horn, is written in like a singular, without the yud. And the Gemara concludes that it's clear that the animal was a kosher animal. The only debate was it considered a behema or a chaya, a domesticated type or a wild type? But the fact that it was kosher is clear from the conclusion of the Gemara. You'll discuss unicorns in a separate session. Yes, Yisroel, have a wonderful day.